Hello all and welcome to the third episode of Popstar. I'm really happy that I remember that. I started to get confused about how many episodes there are of what show. Anyway, the third episode of Popstar, it's our third audition episode. We have about 8 more auditions, which is super exciting. There's about another like week left, I think, to audition for this show. So get your auditions in if you're still wanting to be in it, and we're gonna get started. Tonight our first audition is, I believe, Sundance Girl. And yeah.
I couldn't give a damn what you said to me. I don't really care what you think of me, 'cause either way you're gonna think what you believe. There's nothing you could say that would hurt me. I'm better off without you anyway. I thought it would be hard, but I'm okay. I don't need you, you're gonna be that way, 'cause with me it's all or nothing. I'm sick of this shit, don't deny. You're a waste of time. I'm sick of this shit, don't ask why. I hate you now, so go away from me. You're gone so long. I can do better, I can do better. Hey you, I found myself again. That's why you're gone. I can do better, I can do better.
Sundance Girl? Are we sure that this is who this is?
I think so.
I'm really nervous that that's not who this is.
Well, she said she auditioned.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
And she's like the only one we don't have like a definite check off our list, so I think it's her.
Yeah.
Label your files next time so we know.
If it's not, we're sorry.
Yeah, I feel bad. Okay, so... So why don't you go first, Jeffers?
Okay, Sundance Girl, I thought this was very cute, and yeah, you have a nice voice. I thought the reverb and echo was unneeded for auditions, since I know we said it's a cappella, and we probably didn't mention it, but we wanted like a sample of your voice and like a nice clear preview, and yeah, it was just unneeded, but it didn't take away too much from it. I thought you sang it pretty well, but for the most part, it could use much more energy and, like, angst or frustration or something like that, because it's, like, a very frustrated and angry song. I mean, when you sang the, I'm sick of this shit part, it sounded, like, so kind of cute and happy, and it was kind of, like, inappropriate, I guess, for the song, and, but, I mean, yeah, and the chorus was a little, I didn't really like the chorus so much, because you used your, like, higher head voice register, and I'm used to hearing it like belted and powered through, so it was a little different, but yeah, it was overall a good audition.
Was curious as to why you put reverb on it.
I know, reverb only works with music because like a cappella is just distracting.
Yeah, it was like weird. I was like, why? Did you notice that, Jeffers? Did you say something about that?
I totally mentioned it.
Oh, yeah. I just didn't understand that. Why? That was so weird. I thought it kind of sounded like she was trying to be quiet for a lot of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Like it sounded like the beginning it was really nice, like she sounded really pretty and cute. And then at the end she got like quiet, and so then her voice kind of cracked and it sounded like the song was too high for her, but I don't think it was. I think she just was trying to be quiet.
Yeah, she just got super breathy and head voicey.
Yeah, but she has like a really pretty voice. Like I liked the tone of her voice a lot. What did you think, Val?
It didn't sound like head voicey to me as much as like trying to be quiet and doing like the fake shouty kind of thing. And like I assume from the rhythm of the song, it's like a punk rock song, so the chorus really needed to be like yelly and not like yelly, but like. Oh, yeah, she's kind of like punk rock poppy type of thing. But, like, it needed to be more, like, way more energized because she's, like, yelling about, like, how she could do better and stuff. And you just kind of, like, went up into your head voice and, like, I can do better. But I want to hear it and think that you really think you can do better. I like your voice a lot, though. It's like really pleasant to listen to. My only note was, like more energy. This was a good audition. Oh yeah, and no reverb unless you have music.
Yeah, but I'm happy that she knows how to do reverb.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
cool.
So, yeah, so I guess we should move on to our next person.
Woo.
We'll do yeses and nos at the end, like always. So the next person is Pendulum Writer.
Yay.
So, yay!
Unknown person.
New
Woo.
people.
We like new people.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. And words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't wanna see you go. I know I made you cry, but baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'll take back those words that have hurt you, and you'd stay if I could reach the stars. I'd give them all to you. Then you'd love me like you used to do. If I could turn back time.
Pendulum Writer. I really like her name.
That's a very
Oh
cool name.
yeah. I like that she's saying I can turn back time and her name is Pendulum. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, snap.
Valk is just like being all like
Gold star for you, Valk.
punny.
Oh, you crack me up like an egg.
Oh man.
Val, what did you think of this?
I liked this overall. It was kind of weird though. I thought at some parts you needed more emotion and some parts you didn't. So I was kind of like
Yeah, her emotion
back.
went in and out for me.
Yeah. Like I feel like on the verse you had good emotion and then like the chorus you kind of like went out of it or something. Your mic quality's kind of bleh. I don't know. I think that like with music it would be better though and we wouldn't like hear it as much, but there was like a lot of white noise in there. weird noises.
Yeah, there were weird noises. I noticed that too.
Oh, I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, the chorus, like, it sounded like you were kind of like trying to reach up into your head voice. And it would like came out as strainy. So like be careful of that. Either like keep it in your chest voice or get it like all the way up into your head voice when that happens, even though that's kind of hard to do. It's hard to explain how to do that, so I don't know. But I liked this overall. It was good.
What did you think, Jeffers?
I also thought it was good.
Good. We all have to start saying good like that now. Good.
It's good, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry we forget WAV files. No, it was not
Oh,
good.
yeah.
Jeffers! Wait,
What?
no, the way you said that was so funny.
You guys imitate me all the time. I can imitate Valk once. I don't know.
It was like perfect. You're like, it was not good. No, yeah, WAV files are like, I mean, if I'm mixing, I don't usually mind because WAV files work in GarageBand and stuff, but like sometimes, not so much.
Yeah, it's just harder on my
It's just
flow.
like, yeah, it's a lot of space and it's easier just like to send MP3s.
Yeah. But that aside, I thought this was good, Pendulum Writer. You have a really, like, classical and pretty sounding voice, and it sounded like you had a good control of your vibrato too, at times as well. There was this one part where it's like you used to do. I'm not sure if it's a song, but it sounded a little off to me, but other than that, it was good. I liked it.
Yeah. I agree to pretty much agree with everything you guys said. I think her emotion went in and out. I kind of said that before. It also like was really there was points when it sounded like you were trying to be quiet and then points where you weren't, and I think that might have just been your mic quality, to be honest. Like
Yeah.
it kind of it just sounded weird. And sometimes the way you pronounce things was slightly off, but I think it was 'cause you were trying to copy like the original sound of this song. Like you said, hurt you at one point, and it was like very strangely pronounced. Like you were like, hurt you. And I was like, huh. But like, I think that was just because you were trying to like copy what this original song, copy what this original song sounds like.
Don't copy, be yourself.
But yeah, so that's all I have. Are you guys good?
I'm good.
Are
Ditto, I'm
you
good.
good? Okay, cool. Then we
Yes.
shall move on to Casa Puppy.
He was a boy, she was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? He was a punk, she did ballet. What more can I say? He wanted her, she'd never tell. Secretly, she wanted him as well. But all of her friends stuck up their nose, and they had a problem with his baggy clothes. He was a skater boy, she said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. She had a pretty face, but her head was up in space. She needed to come back down to earth.
Casa Puppy.
Yay.
Woof woof.
I'm so happy that you like gender bended this song. It
Me
made me
too.
laugh.
It was so weird to hear it be like a guy's voice all of a sudden.
I know.
Okay. I thought this was pretty high energy, actually. Like you were super into it.
Yeah, I
So
really like the
that was
energy.
good. I thought that your vocals were really nasally.
Yeah.
And you sounded like really off pitch at the end, like your last like earth that held out note was like way off. And that's really all I wrote. What did you think, Jeffers?
I, for the most part, agree. The chorus was a little pitchy. Well, the chorus was kind of pitchy, but the verses were not pretty good. And I actually wrote down on the last section that I thought he sang the wrong lyrics because I heard "come back to worth" or something. Like,
Oh,
I don't
really?
know. The way like he held out that one word sounded really kind of funky to me. But yeah,
Yeah, like
it was overall good, but just like it was so nasal and up your nose. And I understand like a lot of Asian singers sing this way, but it sounded kind of awkward on an English song
that.
like this. So
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's used to singing J-pop so much that that's why he sang like this. But yeah, it doesn't work on American
you
songs.
must break your J-pop habits.
actually heard
Yeah.
him on like what was it? Best of the Rest, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on Best of the Rest.
It wasn't that audition wasn't as nasal, so like whatever you did on that.
He's on my team.
Oh
Yay!
yeah.
But I haven't he's the only person I haven't heard from.
Ready?
I've talked to like everybody's in our chat and we're like ready to go and he's just like MIA and I'm kind of like, "Where are you, Casa Puppy? I want you to be friends with us." So
VHPM.
yeah, I
So
think
yeah.
I sent him a PM on VH, I think so. Hopefully
Yeah.
he gets it. Theater Nut is up next, so.
Wait,
Wait, I
did
didn't say
Val say
anything.
anything?
Wait, Val didn't go? Oh my
No, she
gosh. I'm so
didn't.
tired. This is what happens when I go to gospel choir for like
You're
3 hours.
important,
Oh, I'm
Valk.
sorry. For some reason, I thought you talked because you agreed with something that Jeffers said. I don't know. Go ahead. What do you have to say? I'm sorry. That's so embarrassing. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I really liked the energy that you had, and the verse sounded good, and the earth you did that run, and my theory with runs is if you can't do it exactly right, don't do it at all. And that was kind of the case with this run. So, like, even if there is a run in the original and you can't hit all of the notes in the run, just sing it straight. Because, like, I think it would have sounded better if that note was on pitch and sung straight than runny and off pitch. I agree with everything else everyone said, though. So, yeah, that's all I have to add.
Okay.
I matter.
Now we can move on to theater. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. Oh my god.
It's so fine. Sorry.
You can go first on like the rest of all of our critiques. Ever. Okay. Theater nut.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair of gold and starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you all around. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Theater nut.
Yay.
Okay, Lit. Valk, what did you think?
I love the Carpenters and I love this song.
I think you're the only person in existence on VH to say that they like the Carpenters.
I love the Carpenters. Why do people not like them?
I have no issues with them, but I feel like people on VH don't like them.
Well, that's fine, because everyone else likes the Beatles and I hate them, so.
Yeah.
this sounded, like, really pretty for your voice, but then, like it was emotionally dead, so. I don't know. Like, I wanted to hear you. Like, this is kind of, it's kind of like a bouncy, kind of like, the song's like mellow, but it's also kind of like happy and like sounds like you should be smiling and stuff. And it sounded like you were just like singing and I didn't hear you smiling. And I really wanted to hear you smiling because it's about like being close to someone and you're just like, ah, close to you. But, it sounded pretty. The end.
Jeffers, why don't you go next? I feel like I should go last. I should penalize myself.
As punishment.
Horrible person.
Pretty much what Valk said, for the most part. You had nice tone and good control, and just needed more emotion overall. Every so often, there is this one note that kept like jumping out at me that sounded really sharp. I think it was a long on day long to be at like 37 seconds. Then 1 minute and 20 seconds, I kept hearing it like jump out at me now. And I'm not sure if that was purposeful or not, but it just, I didn't like it very much. But other than that, it was very pleasant to listen to.
Yeah, I thought your tone was super great. You sounded really pretty on this. I liked this a lot more than your other audition that you did for
yeah,
Best of the
too.
Rest. I think you needed a little bit more energy. Like, I kind of liked the mellowness that you had at the very beginning, but then, like, the part where it's like, from the day that you were born, like, that part, I felt like you should have.
Yeah, that definitely needed to be, like, more bouncy.
Yeah, like, you need to, like, if you just had put a little bit more of, like, staccato-ness into it, I think you would have done better. Like, you would have been, like, feeling the song more. Yeah, that's all I have to say. I'm not forgetting anyone. Correct?
Good job.
Okay.
Correct.
Oh my god, I'm an idiot. Trigatree is up next.
Trigatree!
Trigatree!
So, alright.